Blog Talk Radio.
Oh! accepted worship, O Lord. I worship him. Come on, he's brought you over some mountain. Come on, tell him thank you. Come on, tell him thank you. That's it, let's worship the Lord. He desires our praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Comfort you today, let you know that God is a God that you can go to him. If you're motherless, he can be a mother to you. If you're fatherless, he can be a fatherless son. If you're just looking for somebody to lean on, the leaning post, he can be there for you, Brother Randy. He can.
Oh, yeah.
I know him right about it. I've been several Thanksgiving. A lot of love my loved ones, you know what I'm talking about? And I knew time would heal things. It would heal. But focus your mind on the Lord. If you knew him before they passed on, keep knowing them after they pass on.
Yeah.
Don't put God down.
Yeah.
Don't put God. Worship the Lord. Thank God. Because he's the only one can give you strength. I don't care how evangelist, preacher, singer, whatever it is. I know if they're doing something today, they're trying to tell you the Lord. They're trying to tell you God is good. And they who know the Lord right now to worship him in truth and spirit. It's time to worship. Brother Randy, it's time to lift his name.
Oh, yeah.
Time to thank God for what he has stored upon us, man. And that's a brand new day. Oh, I know him right about it. hey, you know, come on with it, brother.
When you say that, my brother, it put me in remembrance of Psalms 107 and 1. It said, give thanks to the Lord.
Yeah.
For he is good.
He is good.
Give thanks to him for he is good. You know, and that's what it's about, my brother. I mean, you know, everybody got different definitions about Thanksgiving. The holiday.
Yes.
You know, but, you know, the real thing is every day.
Yes.
Give thanks to the Lord.
Yes, yes. Yes, the Lord.
My. Thank you, Jesus.
Everywhere you see in God's book that he presented us, you see there is thanksgiving. Even when they don't understand, but when they got to Calvary that time, I can remember like it was yesterday when I got a good God revealed it to me. They was sitting there watching him on Calvary. They were mocking him, man. And then at the end of that, somebody said he must be. You know what I'm talking about? They didn't turn it from really to talking about him, that he must be the Son of God.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about it. He can change your mind, brother. Yeah, come to Jesus. That's what the ministry is about, man. We come, we always try to have a way that we can come to worship and thank God and lift him up in these perilous times, man. Been up a little while, I've been looking at all the people. Just, you know, had went on, you know what I'm talking about, in just one day, over 2,000 or 3,000 people that went on, you know. You know, we sit here, they show the picture of an ICU, people on the all this respirator and all this medicine, trying to keep them here, you know what I'm talking about. And not because they didn't do nothing wrong, not because they weren't taking care of themselves, because it's a dangerous disease out there, and it don't discriminate who you are, what age you are, it don't discriminate what race you are. It's knocking them down one by one. You know what I'm talking about? God is trying to tell us that he said it. If my people was called by my name, he told them to do something. He said, well, humble themselves and seek my face. You know, you got to do something. We got to do, brother man. You know, we got to hear him. We got to seek him. You know, talking about ask him to come in. You know, and help us, Lord. He ain't saying once you do this, brother man. He said he will hear from heaven and heal that land. Somebody said, what you talking about? It might not be. He might not remove this virus like you want him to remove it. But I'm gonna tell you something. The ultimate healing is healing him. There's some things God wants us to understand. If we said, not our will, help me, Holy Spirit, because we have enough sense to know it. It's not our will. You know what I'm talking about? He didn't have to bring you through surgery like he did. He couldn't say, boy, you did enough. Come on home. He couldn't say, come on home. I know right about it. Come on home.
Yeah.
You know. Yes, yeah. Come on home. You know, it sounds kind of terrible when you don't know the story. See, I believe we know the end of the story. Hey. I believe we know the end of the story. Well, you know the end of the story. Suffering is not bad when you're with the end of the story.
Right.
If I could sing like that young lady, man. That lady said, for every mountain.
Every mountain. Yes, Lord. Yeah.
Not just one of them, for every mountain. You know, he brought me over. Did you understand that, Brother Randy? For every mountain, he brought me to. I'm talking about it was him who touched us up on high. He didn't have to do it, Brother Randy. He didn't have to do it. Hey, I'm just glad he done it. You know,
yes, we do.
You know, I know it's a day a lot of people be the loved one. We surely not going to hold you long. We just going to try to come in and if it be God's will, you know, for anybody else, you know, one of the encounter on this lesson we tried to do yesterday, we're going to try to do today, Brother Randy. Unless you got something. You got something on y'all, brother? Yeah, what's that? What you got there?
Nah, you know, I ain't really got much. I just, you know, looking at this Thanksgiving, you know. Looking around enough for a minute, you know, but ain't got much. And this is looking at this Thanksgiving thing, you know. The word of God. Yeah, that we should have thanksgiving. We should have thanksgiving in our heart. I just got a couple of scriptures. We can just write them down, and then we can roll over to it. But I just got a couple of scriptures about thanksgiving. My. It's a few of them. We can write them, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes,
write
sir.
Them down and look at them throughout the course of the day, cause you got to be thankful. Like you said, it's a lot of people that ain't thankful today because they have, you know, they in a bad way with losing a loved one or not having that husband sitting across the table or that wife or that son or that daughter sitting across the table today. And it just don't feel like they just don't, it's not, they're not in the holiday spirit, my brother.
Right.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Raised the question of how the ICU's looking and how people are sick, and it's a plague on the land right now, and it's disease.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes, sir.
We just gotta have Thanksgiving in our heart. For every mountain, songwriter say.
He
brought you over mountain, my brother, because it could have been you. For every trial, he seen you through, because it could have been me.
For every
blessing that he's going to bless you with, we say hallelujah. And this,
praise
this that's why we give him praise. That's why we give him praise. Mm-hmm. So I just had a couple of scriptures that I had jotted down, my brother. About Thanksgiving.
Bring it on in. Bring it on in.
A couple little things about Thanksgiving. First and foremost, you know, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for the gathering once again on this great day. Thanksgiving, oh God. We ask that you touch us in every way, that you have your way in this line on God's plan this morning, Lord. Thank you for everyone that tuned in today, Father God, to hear simply a word from you. Simply a word from the Lord today. We ask that you send your Holy Spirit over us right now, God. That you have your way. Not our will, but let your will be done. Move in a mighty way. Help us to speak the word of God boldly right now, Lord. Give us the desires of your heart right now. Remove anything that's not in your life right now, God. So your word can go forth. So it could be 100% and it could be uncut. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen.
I was looking over at a few scriptures, and like I said, we can write them down and look at them. But, you know, I was on a scriptorial journey, as I call it this morning, brother. You know, I go on scriptorial journey.
Yes, sir. Bring it on in, brother. Bring it on in.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
I was looking over at 1 Corinthians 15:57, the New International Version of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, First Corinthians 15:57.
Okay.
And it just reads, "But thanks be to God. Help me, Holy Spirit." When I just read that, Brother Ed, it just sent a wave through my body.
But yeah, help me, Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.
Give us the victory.
Give us the victory.
See, we just got to be thankful because, again, you know, although everything ain't what we want it to be or what we want it to be right now.
Yeah, help us. Yeah.
He gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Help us,
my
yes,
God,
Lord.
My God.
Oh, yes, he here.
Then I stopped over in 1 Thessalonians, Brother Ed.
Mm-hmm.
5:19. And this is what the Word of God said. This is what he said. He said, "Give thanks in all circumstances." Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. In all circumstances, my brother. Not just some. Not just when you want to give thanks. Not when things are just going good for you and things are all peaceful and clean. You got to give them thanks when it's a storm at your door. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's
when it's raining over your house, you got to give them thanks in all circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
All right, all right. Mm.
1 Thessalonians 5:18.
All right.
So then I stopped over in Psalms 100, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving."
Thanksgiving, and
his court with praise.
Mm-hmm.
Give thanks to his to him and praise his name.
Yes, Lord.
My God, my God, my God. Brother Ed, we get up. I'm finna get up after I get off of God's plan to go to the church.
Right.
It says enter his gates with thanksgiving and his court with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name.
Mm-hmm.
My God. Like you said, my brother, there's some people going through some things right now.
They don't feel thankful either.
Oh, they don't feel thankful, my brother.
Ooh.
There's some people going through things right now in this season. With all these things that's going on around us, all the things, people losing their loved ones, and husbands and wives are being separated, and children.
Come on, man.
You know, things are going on. It's not a thankful time of the year. And then, you know, this time of the year is already the time of the year where suicide rates are high. Oh, help me. People are in the bad way at this time of the year. They're already down and out. But the Word of God told me over in Philippians 4:6, it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in situations, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." I just want to pray for the broken heart today. The people that are struggling with not being able to have their loved ones that they used to today. It's a lot of people that woke up this morning, Brother Eric, and went down to the kitchen to start cooking and looked around and they used to a loved one, a husband or a wife or a son or a daughter that they can call on to come help them. Stir the macaroni. Or whip the mashed potatoes. Help me, Holy Spirit. Or help them with the dress. But they ain't there this morning, my brother. My God. My God. My God.
Hey, Brother Randy. Hey, Brother Randy. Even there, Brother Randy, looking like this. Look at this, Brother Randy. They're not feeling like you're feeling right now, Brother Randy. They stop. They stop. They start crying.
It's yeah. Like,
how can I make it? You know what I'm talking about? But keep on pushing, brother. But I'm telling you, a lot of folks ain't feeling it right now. Well, can we trying to encourage you this morning, though. Come on, Randy. Come on with it, bro. Be thankful.
My God.
Trying to encourage
you. Oh, yeah.
You said Philippians. What? I mean, because I'm taking these down. Philippians what?
Philippians 4:4-6. That was Philippians 4:6.
Okay. Come on with it, bro.
God. And then you gotta pray that Christ have peace in the broken heart right now.
That's
in a broken spirit right now. Colossians 3:15. Listen to what it says. And I'm gonna get out the way, my brother. It says
you can't get out the way.
Peace of Christ. Colossians 3:15.
Mm-hmm.
It said, listen to what it says about the heart. It said, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
I love that part.
As a member of one body, we are called to peace. Listen
to
what
it
says. And be thankful. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Come on, man.
Be thankful. Be thankful.
Yeah.
Be thankful.
Yeah. Hey, can you read that? Can you read that next verse, please? Please read that next verse. please read it, David.
Thank you. My God.
Yeah.
Let the message of Christ dwell amongst you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through songs, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing to God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, with gratitude.
It's your heart, my brother.
My God, my God, my God. Oh, for every mouth, he said this morning, brother Ed. You brought me up.
Yeah.
Oh, listen to what he say. And whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Come on, man.
Giving thanks
what do you say?
To God, the Father.
Oh, there you go.
My God. Oh, yes. It's meet that, brother.
Hey, can you do something for me, Brother Randy? Can you repeat them three there? Because that's some encouragement there. Because I'm a firm believer. If you repeat it three times, one for the Father, and one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost.
One for the Holy Spirit, yeah.
Can you read it again, brother? It's a beat there.
I'm gonna read it again. Listen to what it reads like. This is meat right here. And we all know good meat make its own gravy. This gonna be what you for the rest of the day.
What do you
hey,
say?
My brother,
this gonna be what you for the rest of the day.
This meat make its own gravy. It says,
yeah.
Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's it right there. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Since as members of one body, you were called to peace. It says, and be thankful. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. It said, let the message of Christ dwell amongst you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Singing to God with gratitude in your heart.
Come on, man.
And whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Come on, man.
Giving thanks to God, the Father through him. Oh, my. I can throw the phone down after that, brother. My God.
Well, that's some meat there, boy.
Oh, it's meat there, my brother. It's meat there. It's a full plate right there, brother.
Yes. Well, you have something
what
like,
like
that, boy.
What are we like in the King James?
What are we like in the King James? And let the peace of God rule in your heart. Look at it, to which also you are called. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. In one body. Oh, can I do it again? You know, I like this stuff.
On,
I love this stuff. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which you also are called in one body. And be ye thankful. And be ye thankful. And be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And all wisdom. The teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing with grace in your heart. Look at it. In your heart to the Lord. See, this thing get personal, man. Can I tell you
that?
It get personal. You know,
it get beat down and gritty.
Yes, Lord. See, when we come together like we're doing right now, my brothers and sisters, and Brother Randy and Brother Dale, I'm telling you, it's hard to just sit there once you got it built on the inside. He said with songs and hymns, spiritual songs. It's getting deep now. It's getting personal. And sing with grace in your heart to the Lord. He didn't say anything like the ones who get paid to sing. He said sing from your heart. to the Lord. You could be out of tune like me and Brother Randy and sing to your heart. What he said, if whatsoever you do, and whatsoever you do in words and deeds, do all in the name of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Give thanks to God. And the the Father by Him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Hey, Brother Randy, that's why I want you to read it twice like that, because you know it's a meat there, because we need this, man. We need it for one. I'm telling you, man. I hate to harp on this, man. There are some people hurting, brother.
Oh yeah.
You know, I'm telling you, as a believer, he said one another. We got to be there trying to encourage one another.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. If you got your mother here, if you got your father here, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of somebody dying of a broken heart?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
I've seen people that hurt.
I've seen it.
Death. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
I've seen it.
That really hurt to death, a broken heart.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it.
My God.
I seen him.
Right.
I seen him, man. I've been at the bedside in this ministry that we're in, right? Maybe God might tap you into it one day to let you go be by somebody bedside to minister to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? And minister to them, and they crying because they loved one gone. You know, and sometimes be months apart or days apart, and they just can't do it. He said, I just can't live. I was with him 50 years. I was with him 50 years. I was with him 10. I was with him so many years. And even your wife or your mother or your father, you know, you just broke. You know, you don't feel like, you feel like you just empty there. But let me give you something here. This thing we call life, that we say it a lot, Brother Randy, that I thank God for this day. You know, the real blessing is being with Him. Oh, thank you. We should be giving and say, Lord, when you come, Lord, receive me unto your arm like you did Lazarus. You know what I'm talking about? Because it's going to come a time when we really understand life, we're going to say, man, why did I hold on to this earth so long, like I had something here to hold on to? Not mothers, fathers, and aunties, and cousins, they're not in pain no more, man. They're not in misery no more. You know, they told me about my mother. They said they want to amputate both her legs, man. But they said, I don't think she can make it through the surgery. That's what they said. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And you sitting there and you know that you might have to make that decision, but God took it out of our hand. I'm telling you, man, God is a God of peace, like you said right here. And there are some people on some peace, but And we're here today to tell you, you don't have to walk alone. That's why he was singing, he was bringing them scripture out to you. Be thankful. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That you know the Lord. Not be thankful because you got a big old nice house, five cars, $10,000 in your pocket. Don't be just, that's chump thing. Because they'll be here today and go tomorrow. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But you've been around long enough, somebody been broke. Somebody had money, they've been broke. They have money, they've been broke. They have money. You know what I'm talking about? Because life can play that way. Put your faith in God and rest on Him. Because it's going to come a time that you have to have it. And it is the day. Is the day, man. Hey, Brother Randy, I hate to harp on this, Brother Randy, but peace has to happen today. There are some people hurting. Hey, man. I've been looking at TV, man. There's some people hurting, man. Like the other day, Brother Darren, they had a bad tornado. Nobody didn't see it coming, man. It happens quick, Brother Randy. It happened at our time. It happened like 8:50. Just sundown, and it hit so hard. There were people in the driveway. People in the driveway, hear me? You finna get something to eat, man. This is how life is, man. This is how life gonna be. Come back. You're gonna be trying to get you a double meat cheeseburger. You know what I'm talking about? Jesus come. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You're gonna be sitting there in the drive. They were waiting on their order, and the tornado hit. It just so happened. The truck said he was behind one car. I was looking at the news. He was right behind another car, right? And just because his car was higher, it kept from smashing a 7-year-old baby, man. And his mother knew it had to be the hand of God. She looked to her right. And right to her right, it was a big building, man. The whole roof came off, man. And it was right in the middle of the street. People was at the red light, and cars get smashed. And you hear this morning, and you know what this is. And you hear this morning trying to tell me thanks. How can I be thankful my loved one just died? How you can tell me this, Brother Randy? How you can tell me this, Reverend Brian? How you can tell me this, Eric? How you can tell me this? I'm hurting, man. There's some people thinking like that, Brother.
Yes.
This real stuff, man.
Yeah.
So we have to tell them, man, with faith in my heart, that God is able. I'm not going to tell you not to cry. I'm not going to tell you not to question, ask God nothing. But what I'm going to tell you to do, don't lose faith. Don't lose faith in God.
Yes.
Because I really believe that woman sung that song, "For Every Mountain."
Yeah.
He brought me through. That's what I'm saying. He brought her through. Somebody know what I'm talking about. You don't have to have an age to go through something now. You can be a young person and go through something. You can be an older person and go through something. But when you're going through, just give God the victory because you know it just monitored. It just monitored. It's going to be soon that you're going to say, Lord, I thank you for my time. Hey, Brother Man, don't the trials you went through when you was laying on that bed, they pronounced you dead a couple of times. Don't you know that was a testimony for someone down the line?
Oh, yeah.
That you had to whip you around the line,
that
you were laying in that bed. Oh, man, you got a testament, man. It ain't too old for nobody. You know why it ain't too old? Because we still talking about somebody died over 3 years ago in Rome. Hey, Brother Randy, this woman said she looked to her right, Brother Randy. She looked to her right. She saw a building on top of the roof coming her way, man, and it paralyzed her, man. But boy, God, thank you, God, He blocked it so she could come back and tear. She came back and tear. Said, my car tore up. My house is tore up, but God gave me another chance. Oh,
but God. But God. But God.
You tell me God won't do something.
But God. But God.
Somebody talking about it was the IV kept you here, Brother Randy. I'm pretty cool with that, Brother Randy. They say it was the previous thing that kept you here, Brother Randy. I'm cool.
We know who
Brother,
it was.
They moved the bullet over a little bit, Brother Randy. They say it was that. You know that might have did it, Brother. I'm gonna tell you, it was by God's grace and mercy that you killed us right today, and tell us. And I'm gonna tell you something, Brother Randy. you got scars to know that you've been through. Oh, well, me,
oh yeah.
Scared.
Oh, yeah, you can look down, you'll never forget it, you know. But I'm a firm believer, Brother Ed, that, you know, God, people think when bad stuff happens, that it's just the devil. No, God sees many things, too, you know, to prepare you for something great. Help me,
come
Holy
on,
Spirit. How are you going to get the glory? I always say, I take my hat off to you, my brother and sister, because y'all, you ain't never been sick and healed. You ain't never been on the hospital bed and he brought you back to life. If you, you ain't never been hungry and he fed you. Oh, but keep living this thing we call life. Keep running this way we call life. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's going to be some things that come your way. It's going to be some trials and tribulations. Oh, because I'm a firm believer, my brother, but I always tell you, God don't want no punk souls. He wants somebody that's been through some things, my brother. He wants somebody that got the testimony that's been through the storm and that can testify that I spent 5 and 10 years in prison and I made it through. God brought
me
through this.
There you go.
He protected
me.
He kept me covered. And he gave me and he taught me and he showed me how to weather the storm. I take my hat off to you, brother, if you ain't never been in no situation. You ain't had your back ain't never been against the wall. You ain't what they call it. You ain't never been between a rock and a hard place. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, but God. My God. He wants to prepare you. Oh, so when he do come, you ready. My God.
Okay, let me find
everything that happens for God to get the glory.
And Brother Randy, we talk about how thankful we are, but then God gave you the warning to let you know, don't never forget.
I remember you saying, when you went to prison, your mother telling you that she prayed for that. Oh, help
she
me.
She sure did.
She prayed.
Yeah, she
sure
did.
Oh, because
she
sure
did.
I just really believe somewhere on down the line that she knew that prison was going to change you.
Oh, yes, she did.
Oh,
yes,
help me. She knew that.
She did, bro.
Prison was going to turn your life around.
She said it too.
And let you start living your life to Christ.
She said it too, man.
My God.
I think Brother Tim said it well yesterday. He said that Brother Tim said it well yesterday. She got to see the fruit of her labor. She got to see the changes. Her prayers didn't go in vain. Her prayers, watch it, Brother Randy. And I'm still living on Mother's prayer. Because I can feel when I want to do something wrong, she's there speaking to me. She said, boy, you know better. I told you to stand back and watch the salvation of God. It always come up to me, man, when I want to do something stupid. Yeah. It always come up to me. They said, boy, you didn't come this far. Why you want to turn back now?
Why you want to turn back now?
Because that was Mother's prayer. Yeah. She said, counsel me. She said, you were hard-headed. You were hard-headed. You weren't going to never stop, Brother Randy. So I'm praying for you to get a little discipline. That's true mother love. Yeah. I believe that's mother love. Yeah. I believe that.
The Lord
is what we got to
do. The lowest point, so you can't remember. Look up.
That's it, bro.
Down, all the way down to your lowest point, you can't remember. Look up after that.
That's it.
You know, I struggle with that too, Brother Ed. In my days, where I was still kind of straggling the fence, what they call it. You know, I was going to church and I was doing everything I needed to do, But, you know, I still was straggling the fence a little bit. And I got myself in the bind. Oh, I got
God bless
tied up with some things. And, you know, and I asked the Lord, why are you taking me away from my family? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Why you?
Yep.
I try to do right, and I try to do this. Why you want me to leave my family for a year or two and be without my kids for a year or two? You want me to be locked away for you, but he wants you to leave that time with you to get you right.
Okay.
Oh, because you can't do nothing but focus on him.
My God. Ooh.
My God. See, some people don't understand this, why they go through certain things in life.
Yeah,
but now I see. Now I see.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
My God. Thank you, Jesus.
And then again, I'm going to do this again. She said, for every mountain. Now, that was not a mountain there, Brother Randy.
Yeah.
Somebody might have another mountain. You know, somebody might have their own mountain. You know, you might not have. One thing I've learned, Brother Randy, the scripture is right. The scripture said, I won't put no more you can bear, and I'll give you a place to escape. But let me tell you something. There's a lot of people, I can't part have your burden, right? That's why he didn't give it to them. You know, so he gave you something. That's made I can't handle. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to tell you something. We are at the point our day, give it to the Lord and let it stay there. You know, when you pray for God to help you, help me, Holy Spirit, when you pray Him to help you, don't get up and worry about it. See, now you done took the faith away. When you get up, you say, Lord, I'm not going to worry about them. And mean it. Because I believe, God, if I put in your hand, everything will be all right. And I know we serve that type of God, man. We serve a type of God that we can lean not to our own understanding, but acknowledge Him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Acknowledge Him. Because somebody know what I'm talking about. Whoever woke up this morning didn't wake up until they just feel like they wanted to wake up. I might as well tell you that. I just think, like, I guess I'd get up and smoke me a few cigarettes and drink me a few little Hennessy and eat me a few turkeys and watch the best team we ever played football with, they Dallas Cowboys. I know that wasn't the only reason why you woke up, you know what I'm talking about? I know that wasn't the reason why you woke up. You know what you woke up? Because it was His grace and mercy. You know what I'm talking about? But be thankful, man, that God give us a time to come together like we do right now. If we could come together like this, like we do every Monday through Friday, like we do, don't you know, Brother Randy, if we don't bless nobody, if no one don't get help over here, if we teach, the Bible says, and I believe it, we teach ourselves. We help ourselves.
Yeah.
The Bible says you need to search your own salvation. Man, life is so short, man, that you can be here to this morning and gone this afternoon, man. Not tomorrow.
Yeah,
this afternoon. You know what I'm talking about? You can be so, you get a clean bill of health, my brothers and sisters, from the doctor and die still today. It's God's will, man. The man can be here today. Lean not to that don't understand it. And acknowledge the brother, acknowledge God, because He wants us to lift Him up. Have you lifted Him up this morning? Somebody woke up this morning, and I'm telling you, man, I'm thankful, man. You know, I'm so thankful that because he's bringing us to a point in my life that we finna see some great things happening. Yeah, everybody crying about 2020. Let me tell you something. Thank God for the storm. Thank God for the storm. That's what the woman just said, Brother Rand. It sounds crazy, though. Hey, Reverend and sisters and brothers, it sounds crazy that someone says, thank God for your storm. When you don't know God, you won't understand it. But if you really knew God, you'll thank Him. Because what I found out, it worketh out for the good of those who love the Lord. Who are called by His purpose, man. Oh, I know I'm right about it. Have you tried Him lately? Have you tried? My brother-in-law. Brother-in-law.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, brother-in-law. I know
yeah.
Good. I know you got a testimony. Tell us one of your testimonies, brother. I know you got a testimony. Tell us about your life, man, a little bit.
Well, you know, God's still in charge of my life. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Because I still got faith.
Yes, sir.
In Him.
Yes, sir.
You know, a lot of us get caught up in this worldly stuff to where we, you know, take our eyes off God and start worrying about, start counting our problems instead of our blessings. You know, but I do understand, Reverend Brian. You know, we can get somewhere with trust, with the truth. We can get somewhere with the truth, but we can get somewhere with faith, with trust.
Make it plain.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, make it plain.
Yeah, we can get somewhere with the truth.
Yeah.
But we can get there together with trust.
All right, come on now. Brother, that's my brother-in-law, brother, man.
Oh, yeah.
How you
doing,
Doc? Good morning, morning.
Hey.
Reverend Henry, they go.
Well, y'all, boy, y'all on point, boy, touching it this morning.
We try, man. To start this thing out right, man. You know, we do this because we love one another, man. Brother Randy, can we read that scripture again, Brother Randy? Can we read that scripture again over there? Can we do it one more time, Brother Randy? What was it? Philippians what? If y'all ain't got your book, it's Philippians what?
Colossians.
If you got your book. This is what he said. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts. He put this S behind it. Because he ain't just talking about into the area. He's talking about you too, my brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
He said, let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which also you are called in one body. Oh, that's what we know. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another in song, in hymn. Watch this here. In spiritual song. Oh, him. It get personal, God. And sing with the grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in the words or in deeds, look what you said a while ago, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Give thanks to God and the Father by Him. Man, that's some stuff there, man. It's stuff that every kind of a believer is in here. We're supposed to encourage one another. We're supposed to lift one another up, man. That's why, you know, music, you know how what music does to us? When we hear music, it sends something out through our whole body. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to tell you something. When I hear certain words and song and Brother D and sisters and brothers, and y'all can hear me when I say this here. If you ever had a personal, really close relationship with God, you can hear just the melody and hear God speaking through it. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. But when you sing it from the heart, I'm not going to play this long, y'all. Watch this here.
I'll take your time.
Yeah.
Better than blessed.
I won't go play it long, man. But just tell you something, man. If you have the love of God and you hear what that woman just said just then, it sends something to your whole body, man. That you know that if it had not been for the Lord.
Hey,
if it had not been for the Lord to bless you, you wouldn't know what she's saying about it. You have to go through some stuff to understand that.
It all belongs to God too, don't it?
Come on now. Come on with it now.
It all belongs to him.
Oh, love it, man. That's why we're supposed to praise him and give him thanks for this day. Yeah. It turned out to be a circular, you know, a worldly carnal thing, this Thanksgiving. But we took it to somewhere else, right? We took it to give thanks and honor to God.
Yeah.
You know, we try to do it Monday through Friday, some of us. But some of us do it Monday through Sunday, man, giving him thanks, knowing that it was him. It was him who sent his son down so we can have this time to worship, to sing, to praise God. And I love that poem, them scriptures, Brother Rand. Both of them, all those scriptures had heart in it. And it was poor. It was poor. It was with an S behind it. That means we all have a part of it. You know, I don't know your circumstances as much as you know my circumstances, but I do know one thing about it. I'm supposed to hold your hand just like you're supposed to hold my hand. Because you know what? You should never walk alone. You should never walk alone in this journey. We should always be there for one another.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this, Reverend Henry. I'm going to say this in passing, Reverend Henry. That one thing y'all can't do, the one thing you can't do, and nobody else can't do, I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.
Yeah, right.
You can't do nothing about it.
Yes,
sir. I thank God for this word. I thank God for my brothers. Man, I'm telling you, I'm just overwhelmed. How your pastor said, he hippopotamus what?
Yeah, hippopotamusly happy.
Yeah, I'm hippopotamus happy right now. Peacock pride. You know what I'm saying? This shit. I love the Lord. Thank God.
But you know, when we lay our problems down, we're supposed to leave them down. You know, somehow we seem to pick them right back up.
God
bless we you.
You call you people to the altar and leave them. Oh, here we go.
Brother Randy, you hear what he just said, Brother Randy? Brother Randy, you hear what he just said? He went on the phone when we just said. We said, when you pray, you need to leave it at the altar. That's God is speaking. He's not going to let us like no fool. It might be somebody on the line right now that prayed to God and still worrying about it. I want to tell you today, have faith. Don't even worry about it. If you ever did, feel like you ever get that lesson, ever get time, read John chapter 5, 1 through 16, how he did with that man sitting by the pool of a death. He sit there, and he wasn't the only one. It was several more sitting around there. You know, they were waiting on if you go in history and do a little study there, they were waiting on the angel to come in to touch the pool. And whoever get in there first would be healed, Brother Randy, sisters and brothers, be healed. And he was so impotent, he couldn't do it. He couldn't put his stuff in. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But I think about God. Even in that, Brother Randy, the religious leader was mad because he healed the man on the Sabbath. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm so glad God got compassion. And then he don't look at us. Because if you look at this religious stuff going around, these people to hold on to the religious stuff, I'm glad, Brother Dell. See, salvation is on the inside. It's not on the outside. A lot of people can dress up like they got salvation. Help me, Holy Spirit. But salvation is on the inside. He's working on the inside of man. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So change man's heart. You know what I'm talking about? But boy, when that man did what Jesus said, Jesus didn't tell him he was healed either, brother. He didn't tell him he was healed. But you know what my brother-in-law just said? What healed him was faith, because he got up and rolled in the water. He got up and picked up his what?
Take up his bed.
Yeah.
He picked up his bed and started what? Walking with him. And man started seeing the glory of the Lord. Oh, man, I'm telling you, man, we serve a master who can move anything. I heard in the songwriter, She said he took her through the mountains. Oh, help me, Jose. Do you got a mountain today? Do you have something that's burning you down today? Maybe you got a heaviness on your heart by one of your loved ones. It's not sitting around the table with you today. You're at the right place. We can pray for you. Now watch this here. While we pray for you, we pray for ourselves too. I miss a lot of loved ones sitting around the table.
But
I do know one thing. They at the best table right now. The ones I know, they at the best table. They sitting around God's throne. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Just to piggyback what you said, Brother Brian, like you said, the man was sitting by the pool. That's just like when Peter, when he was walking on the water, when he had his eyes on God, you know, he was on his way. Then when he took his eyes off God, that's when.
That's when he lost it. When he took his eyes, as long as he had his eyes focused on God, on Jesus, he was all right. He was all right.
Amen.
You right about that, bro. I love that poem. Because we all got a poem. He's not going to force you, man. He didn't tell you. All he asked us to do, man, is what you said, is to have faith. Have faith. Have faith. Somebody said, what you talking about? Man, you got to believe when no one in the room want to believe. You got to believe. And trust in it. See, I'm going to tell y'all something, Brother Randy, and whoever listens to me right now, Reverend and Brother. Hey, Brother Law.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Brother Law, you had a front row to my life. I ain't always been what I'm at, tell him, Brother Law. I ain't always been talking like this here.
Right.
I ain't always been moving like this here. And you know it's a change in game because God.
Amen.
Only God can move this earth. And you know I had a grandmother, too.
Yeah.
You know, I know I'm right about it. God can change a person if he want to be changed.
That's why I always say a testimony is better than a title.
Come on now. Watch it now. Say it again.
a testimony is better than a title.
Come on now. Make it plain to us, then we can understand you, man.
Well, I mean, furthermore, it's testimony. That means, you know what I'm saying, we'd have been in the belly of the whale.
Okay.
But, you know, that title, it ain't doing you no good if it's just hanging on the wall and you're not exercising.
Watch it, man. You got some toes over here. Well, I tell you what. Ain't nobody, it's more than me, you on here, Bella. I hope everybody hang up. Did y'all hang up? Anybody hang up? Did you still there?
No, I'm still here.
Yeah. I needed this here. I guess that's why God led me to you, is to call you.
Man, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
You know what I did, Brother D? I did one of you. I just threw him in the queue.
Come on, ride with me, man. Come on, ride. Come on, take the train this morning. And you know, Rick, I'm sitting there listening to him, and he said, a testimony is better than a title. You know, I can give Brother Eric a title. He's my brother. I gave him that. But see, a testimony is something we give God.
Yes, sir.
We showing the world, we telling the world about his goodness. And I was sitting there on mute trying to be quiet, you know, brother, he's feeling the pain this morning, it's up and down for me. But as I go to the end, it's full.
What Brother Eric said, the man laid by the pool for 38 years. And the sermon goes on to say that every year, at a certain time, the angel would come down and trouble the water.
Of the water.
In other words, he would bless the water. And when they come bless the water, the scripture goes over and tells the first one in would be healed. Now, here's a man. And I asked him yesterday, how do we think we could lay there for 38 long years? Here's a man laid there 38 years. The Lord decided to visit him. Now, here's what I like about it, Brad. Everybody,
yes,
you know,
sir.
I tell you, everybody got their own little way of looking at things. As long as we all get to the same road, get to the same destination. We may leave at a different time when we get there. When the Lord spoke to him, look what he told us. He said, "Will thou be made whole?" Yeah, he said, Lord, he said, I try, but every time I try, someone just cried. Now, here's what I like about it. I'm going to take it on home with this one. He didn't tell the man to go get in the water. He told him to pick up that man. He said, just pick up that man. Now, before the Lord came, you had to get in the water. But when the Lord came to him, he said, pick up that man. His faith gave the Lord the opportunity and all he needed. See, all we got to do is give God an opportunity. He'll show up and show out. See, the Lord showed up and showed out for him. He said, pick up that man. And then he told him to do something about you picking up. The man that laid down for 38 years. The Lord said, walk. Pick up that man and walk. And if you go on and look at the thing, I believe he told him to do it right now. Do it now. Everybody else for 30 years had got the water.
That's it.
Pick up that bed. Oh, God has telling me right now to pick up your bed. We need to pick up our bed, brothers and sisters. Our bed is our sin. We need to pick it up and give it to God. That's all we got to do is pick up our bed. And give it to him. The Lord wants it. He don't want you to wrestle with it. He wants it. He don't want you to carry it. You know, Brother Eric said yesterday several times, he cares for you. He cares for you. I ain't going to hold you long, brother. I had a little pain. As soon as I started talking, I started feeling better. Just from here. Just started feeling, man. I done got up, made in the bathroom now. Pick up your bed.
Come on, man. Come on, man. That's the God we serve.
You know, yesterday we talked on Thanksgiving. Today we set aside this day as Thanksgiving. I told him yesterday, I got so much to be thankful for.
Yes, Lord.
I say again, when I really think about what I got to be thankful for, it's just the word of Christ.
That's it.
I'm thankful that my mother don't suffer no more. I'm thankful that my sister don't suffer no more. I lost my oldest sister. A year later, I lost my baby sister. It's a year. But I'm thankful that they don't suffer anymore. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that the Lord pulled me through 61 years and never had a surgery in my life. And I'm thankful that the Lord pulled me through two, in 5 weeks and brought me through.
Yes, Lord.
Through it all. Through all. No matter what man say. I got to tell him thank you for that.
Yes, that's it.
Thank you.
I got to tell him thank you for rising. That's the most thankful thing I can think of to be thankful for. Because if he hadn't done it, man, bro, where would we be if he had took himself down? He said, I don't want this. I'm not going to do this. These hellish people, they ain't worth this, you know, God. I'm coming over back home and take my seat. Oh, he could have did it. I'm so glad he didn't want to.
That's it, devil.
We give up on God. You know, we give up on God. So glad
he didn't give up on us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
I see a time I'm going to take my garbage out.
Hey, brother-in-law, you got that knowing, brother-in-law?
Right here.
You on mute?
Yeah.
Yo, hey, brother Long, you're on mute.
I like the way you did it, bro. Just throw him in. That's right. Don't sit there. Just throw him in.
Yeah, I need
one. Because I know he loves God, man. I know this man loves God. Oh, yes. I know he loves God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, God has brought this man a long ways, man.
Oh, yeah. We didn't get this far along by ourselves. A lot of folks thinking they woke up on their own, or they made it all the years along by themselves.
Right. No.
I wouldn't even claim that.
No, sir.
No, I wouldn't claim that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you know,
his grace and mercy.
That's it. I'm reminded, Brother Law, that I know it ain't just me and you, Brother Dion, but I'm reminded that nobody can tell my story like I can.
Right.
You know, even though my brother-in-law, see, I've been around my brother-in-law over 35 years, man. And
right.
And still, even in that time, nobody can tell it like I can tell it, boy, how good he's been to me, man, because I experienced it. You know, even like that woman said a while ago, brother-in-law, you went on, she sung that song about we're going through some things. And she didn't say we're going to stay there. We went through the mountain. He said, through every mountain, he brought me through. You know what I'm talking about? He brought me through every mountain. I mean, it was so heavy to him. It was so heavy to him that it was like a mountain. You know, if you look at it, you ever been somewhere you just don't like you can climb? You ever been like that? You just don't know how you're going to get through it, man.
You can't go around it, can't go over it.
You can't go under it. You know, and you just said, Lord, I'm going to make this day. I'm going to do this here. I'm going to get through this here. And God shows a way. He did like he did all his loved ones. He make a way out of no way. He's a good guy.
Amen.
He's worthy to be praised. So today, man, I wouldn't let go by day, man. Just tell somebody I love them. And how much I appreciate that they fellowship, you know, that how much, you know, you'd be surprised people don't just need to hear love, man. Just to hear the Thanksgiving is a good thing. But a lot of folks are hurting right now, man. And that's what we're here for. We're here, man. We're here to help one another. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I really believe this, man. And I ain't going to keep saying it like I don't know it. He is listening right now at your heart. Give God.
Oh, yeah.
Give him thanksgiving. Because I'll find out one thing. When praises go up, blessings come down.
Blessings come down.
I don't care. I know there's a few of us on here, but it's still, the Bible says we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank him enough. We couldn't thank him enough the things he done for us, man. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. So, but we sure can give it to man.
Sure can. I know you're right about that one. Yes, sir, man. Beautiful lesson, Brother Randy. Beautiful lesson, man. Beautiful word, man. Thank God for the word for the day. And
but you know, here, I'm going to show you this. If we can come together, you know, on the same accord, but you got some people blow out your candle hoping that their candle is going to shine brighter.
What you doing there, man? I can't let you come on, man. You got to leave us alone, man. We over here worshiping. when they put the count out, man.
They'll blow yours out to make theirs shine brighter.
Uh-oh. I hear you, brother.
but God said iron sharpen iron.
Uh-oh.
You know, we in this thing together.
There you go. When you start running independent, you know what's going to happen then, right?
Yes,
I really want to go. I really want to go. He said that we are one body. That we are one body. And we're right, Brother Brandon said. And we're one body. Ain't no. We can't do this thing by ourselves. I don't care how much you want to do it. You can't do it. Can't do it, man. I know we're trying, though. But boy, you got to have some help. And that help comes from the Lord. Sometimes God sends people by your life to help you too, you know.
Amen.
And then welcome the correction too, welcome the reproof, welcome it. You know why? Because it's gonna help you in the long run.
Amen.
We want to step under
that umbrella too.
Yes.
Cause you get them up under that umbrella, boy, them hailstones go falling on you.
You're so right. My God. My brothers and sisters, boy, God has really blessed us this morning, you know, with the fellowship. If anybody else want to testify, you know, those who open, you know, you can testify. Those who want to be open, we can open you up, you know. You know, we know.
Yeah, God, if he don't do nothing else for me today, he done got enough. Waking me up, you know.
There you go. There you go.
In my right mind.
Morning,
you know.
Brothers.
Good morning.
How y'all doing? Giving God all the praises this morning. Once again, he's blessed me to see another day. And I want all you brothers to have a blessed day today. And like I always say, I'm praying with y'all that God keep instilling y'all this word that y'all giving because it's helpful. And I love all y'all and have a blessed day. I'm going to get out of your way.
God bless you, man. That's what this thing about. Yeah. Yes, sir. Brother D.
They want your prayer warrior.
That's little Joe there. Brother, yeah, he's a prayer warrior. You remember little, you know little Joe?
Mm-hmm.
You remember little Joe, right?
Yeah, I think I do.
You from Fort Worth, ain't you? Yeah, from the south side. Yeah,
from the south side.
You know it,
man.
Mm-hmm.
Get your
mind wrapped up
right now.
All
right. Well, D, you got some Noah back there. I'm going to open you up again, though.
Yeah, I have some back.
Ain't nobody here, just me and you, ain't it? No, it's more than that. They're hustling, man. They're hustling right now. They hear us, but we're gonna push on, man. We weren't gonna be here long. We just came.
Amen. You know, it don't take all day.
But like you were saying, earlier, Brother Bryant, we done lost the true meaning of Thanksgiving. Everybody worried about the Dallas Cowboys and all this and stuff.
Come on, man.
It's more than just the Cowboys.
We ain't gonna start that. I'm gonna hang you up, man. Yeah. What do you say, Brother D?
If you don't know it, you'll know it before the end. You ain't got to bow before the Cowboys. I don't have to confess before the Cowboys. And I'm a Cowboy fan. And, you know, way up here, you got a Cowboy fan.
Yeah.
But I can tell the world. That I just love
it all. Yeah, that's tough. They're going through right now too.
Yeah, they had a death.
One of the trainers, man, died, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he died yesterday. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Just think about it now. Day four, day he was doing all right. Three days ago, he was doing all right. Yeah.
I was looking at the news here a few days ago. The family had took their child to the doctor, and the doctor said the baby was going to be all right. I think the baby was 10 years old. And the newsman goes and says 45 minutes later, they come in and pronounce the baby dead from this virus. And I'm not saying this is the virus to the end at all, because I'm not at liberty to say that. God didn't give me that power. But one thing he gave me a willing mind to run on for him. He gave me that. And I'm going to run on. I believe I want to run on, see what the end is going to be. If I read in my words somewhere, the Bible said there'll be war and rumors of war. Mothers against daughters. Fathers against sons. Mother-in-law against daughter-in-law. You know, we find ourselves in those times right now. Mm. And all that is telling me, if you really read it and understand, allow God to give you understanding, if you ever knew the Lord before in your life, if you ever knew, no matter what trouble you was in, you need him right now. You need the Lord now more so than ever in your life. When you're going through something that you can't even see, you can't even feel, you can't touch it, but yet it is killing off mankind. You need the Lord right now. You need the Lord. You're walking around now, You dressed up like you're going to rob something or going to a costume party. You got masks over you. The only thing they can really see is your eyes. You don't know who walking up to you. The young man across the street, when I called my brother-in-law, he called me yesterday and told me a friend of his had shot the guy in Milwaukee. Said that guy walked up to him, thinking the guy was walking past him, just a normal guy, and told him, you know what this is, strip it down. Give it all here. And he had his hand on his gun, had his hand in his pocket, and already, you know, on his gun, and just shot through his pocket. All I'm trying to tell my sisters and brothers, if you ever need the Lord, if you ever need, if you ever thought you didn't, but if you ever really needed God before, man, we need him now. We need him now. Because this world is going through some stuff right now. It really is. And I'm so glad. I am so glad that I am truly on the Lord's side.
That's right.
I'm not worried. I'm just like the man said. He said, if you're going to worry, don't pray. If you're going to pray, don't worry. I choose the latter. I choose to pray and don't worry. Oh, God. So. Now, here's a man. This I just said now. We're dealing with something we can't see. We can't touch. We can't even smell it. Feel it. And then it attacks you. Do you have faith, Brother? Because, see, when you got faith, Brother Randy, Brother-in-law, do you have faith, Brother-in-law? See, when you got faith, you can feel it sometimes. See, when you got faith in God, he'll touch you sometimes. We're dealing with something right now in this world called a pandemic we can't even feel. But when you got faith in the Lord, you can feel him sometimes. The Lord will make you move. He'll make you. Good God Almighty.
All right.
That's your shield of protection.
Thank you, Lord. So say yes to you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We need the Lord, bro. The Lord,
right? Yeah. I'm able.
I get on what I said today. I'm not going to talk much today. I talked yesterday, Lord.
It's hard when you got them in your heart. Yes, sir. Sometimes, you know.
Lord, it makes you feel something.
Hold up.
Yes,
he will, man. He will. He's able. I'm able.
We're dealing with something we can't even see. The Lord is showing you a way out of no way. But we're dealing with something that we can't even see. We're dealing with something that's taking life when the Lord is giving life.
Come on, man.
Why you don't trust?
Oh, Lord, help us.
We're dealing with something that's taking life.
Yes,
when
Lord.
The Lord came here and gave his life to give us life.
So right about it.
Amen, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Should get up every morning telling God, thank you.
Thank you.
I don't even know why I'm saying the Lord. I just want to just say thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
There you go. I know why you're saying.
I didn't come to
yes,
the point. I just want to say
yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Yeah, thank you.
To pray to the Lord above. When we're in need of something, and we're trying to buy something, really start praying. We know God. He didn't bring me this far to leave me. We know him then. How about knowing him before you need him? How about knowing
my God.
Brother-in-law. See, everyone is on. We're dealing with something that's going all across the world. This thing is not just going across the United States. This thing is in foreign countries.
Yes, it is.
Taking land. Mm-hmm. And you can't even feel it. It comes up on you day or night.
Yes, it does.
And then, man, you'll sit here and sit on your hands and won't try to
help.
You sitting there waiting on a vaccine. You sitting there, brother and sister, waiting on a vaccine that you think will cure this virus that's going around when the vaccine is already here.
God bless.
Already here.
Mm-hmm.
It was given to you over 2,000 years ago.
Already.
I know the Lord told us that we supposed to trust medicine and man, he gave the doctors the wherewithal to be able to create this stuff to heal the body. It's not done by accident. But you only get one to give you a real healing. True healing.
Yes, sir.
Unwaverable healing. You got to try God.
Try God. Thank you. I'm good. I'm good.
Ain't no way around that.
You know, before we adjourn this thing, you know, and say this, you know, never see no one can, you know, if you have a need for prayer, you know, if you have a need for God to come in your life, if you don't know him, we're here for that too. And we're always here for one another. So you don't have to do it alone. We'll pray for you and before we hang this open up, you know, so everybody can be with their loved ones. They won't have to take time out. We just want to make sure that we make way for that. You know, let you know we're praying with you and praying for you. You know, so if anyone wants prayer, if your mic already open, you can go on and say what you want prayer for. And if you ain't open, you can hit the one button and we'll bring you in because we don't want a day go by. Or taking our problems, our love, or even our thanks to the Lord, you know. And so we make way for that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, you know. This time, may God bless us.
Amen. Amen. And praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Reverend. Mm-hmm.
It's, I'd like to ask, pray. I pray that we're pleasing in His sight.
God bless you.
I pray that our efforts, you know, God is pleased with what we're doing and make sure we are walking in His way. And because, you know, when we do that, we do well. But I just ask him to keep on leading us and guiding us in the way that he would have us to go. Thanking him for what he already done. Thanking him for what he's doing right now. And I'm thankful for what he's going to do in Jesus' name.
Yeah. My God. God bless.
Thank you, Lord.
I also want pride for my family, but not only my family, just peace on every family, you know, that's in the sound of your voice.
Yes.
Man.
Yes.
Peace on earth.
Peace on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
My God. Well, you know, I ain't going to say this boldly, but I guess everybody all right, man.
Thank you.
I ain't going to say it boldly.
That means everybody's saved, right. Brother. That means everybody's saved, right? If no one needs prayer, everybody on the must be saved, sanctified, and filled with the precious Holy Spirit. I'm still waiting. And then when you say that prayer, you know, we got to go back and say, even the ones to save, even the ones to save and sanctify and seal need prayer. I need it every day and every hour. I need it. In fact, not only do I need it, I don't even want to try to make it without it. But no one needs prayer. I just don't understand how you can allow the opportunity to pass by. Give God some thanks and ask the Lord to come into your life.
That's it.
The Bible lets man know that Satan wants to sift you like flour, like wheat.
Oh, yeah. Wheat,
yeah.
But Jesus told him, I pray for thee.
Yes,
he told me, I pray for thee.
No one, it grieves my heart, it really do, but no one hits me one button.
God bless him.
I tell you again, and I'm gonna get, I promise you guys, I'm going to get out of the way. But for Eric, tells you all the time, this show is, I can't even say the show, this service, sister and brothers, it's not done for no money gain. It's not done for no fashion show, no favoritism. We're not looking for no celebrity status. It's done purely out of the love of God.
That's it.
Purely out of the love of God. See, when you love God, you want his word to go forth just like he said it must go. You want it to go.
Oh, yeah.
No one getting paid on this show. They didn't send me a check. If anyone gets paid, I didn't get my check.
No, sir.
And let me know that no one is getting paid. This is done purely out of
love.
I love you. And there ain't nothing you can do
about it. Can't do nothing about it.
Reverend Harry, love you.
Yeah.
I've even seen
you. Well.
I call my brother Randy sometime. Him and I talk just to say, brother, you know I love you.
That's it.
Not guaranteed tomorrow, sisters and brothers. We're not guaranteed the next second. This thing that we're dealing with right now is taking life. Every nanosecond, someone's dying. And then you have a chance to get on board. I'm sure they're going to get on board. I know everybody want to go eat. I got to cook a pan of cornbread myself. But I know the Lord. And when you know the Lord, you know anyone that's not in the will of God, you know they need the Lord. I just have a hard time believing that everyone in the world is sanctified and sealed.
God.
Say it.
My God. Well, we're gonna pray, then. We're going to do this here, and then, you know, nothing else, you know. If it's God's will, you know, if he allows us to be here tomorrow, we'll be here tomorrow. You know what I'm talking about? Trying to do the same thing again, lift his name up. You know, we start our day off lifting his name up, giving him praise, you know. And we're going to do this here in faith. We're going to pray. And I said we're going to pray. Not just hear a voice, but we're going to pray together that God strengthens his people today. It's such a time that we go through today. And to focus on him and get peace and love and cover and heal. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. Lord, we come with our hearts so open to thee, Lord. And asking you to forgive us for any sins we have not known and unknown sins. And Lord, we come to you humble before the throne of grace, Lord. We just ask you to cover our loved ones, our friends, our associates, any people we come by, Lord, just thinking about their loved one and not sitting around the table with them today. Just give strength there, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, even one may ask a question, Lord, why so much pain? We ask you, Father God, to mend that heart, Lord. Let them know there's a heaven to gain and a hell to lose, Lord. These days are coming for everyone. Man is going to die. Lord, so Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to cover the hearts of your people, Lord. Give them strength in the name of Jesus, Lord, knowing that, Father God, that you're God of understanding and you're God to make peace where there is no peace, Lord. So we ask you, Jesus, man, touch your people's heart, their houses, they're going in, they're coming out, Lord. If your will, Lord, to keep people, the limited people coming around, Lord, for this coronavirus real, Lord. We just ask you, Father God, to cover them people, Lord. If they encounter that disease, we just ask you to be your will to remove it from them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We know you're here, Lord. We know you can move things. For man says impossible, Lord. They're thinking of now, Lord, that they got some kind of pill, some kind of healing medicine right now. And they don't know how they got it so fast, but Lord, I know you're healer, Lord. You can go to the doctor, Lord. You can work through the doctors, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you to touch in that way, Lord. Lord, even the ones that just probably going to take their land breath today, Lord. We just ask you to strengthen that family, Lord. Strengthen in the name of Jesus, Lord. Knowing that, Father God, that you're a doctor that never lost a patient, Lord. So come home.
Oh, yeah.
Come home to Jesus, Lord. So we ask you to bless them, Lord. Bless this earth, Lord. That they always lift you up, Lord. Bless the children of God. That they try to keep being the light in this dark world, Lord. Well, we love you, Lord. We love you. We love you for this ministry, God's plan that we try to do Monday through Friday, Lord. Central 9, 8, and Central 8 and Eastern 9, Lord, that we try to do this every morning, Lord. We just ask you to give us strength that we come out time after time, give some to you people, or just be a hearer, Lord. Lord, we just have a special prayer over the sick and the shut-in that we know of, Lord, or that brother D, Lord, that we know of. Anybody we don't know of, but we just ask you to cover them, Lord, in the healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We know it, that you hear our prayer, Lord, and grant us thy peace, Lord. This we pray always in Jesus' name, in the saints of God to see. Amen.
I can't give up. I can't give up now. See, I've come to
Make you feel.
I won't just hold on.